pile 4 feet high, 4 feet wide, and 8 feet long is a cord of wood.
Yeah, that sounds like about what.
Now, people, everybody built a new house in the last 15 years, put a fireplace in it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, but probably 75% of them. And they want to buy a cord of wood. Well, if wood is quartered up and it's 16 inches long, and whatever the size of the pile is, a cord of wood to him, he doesn't know what a cord of wood is. He has no idea.
Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be 4 feet tall?
Well, I've got it piled up out here about 5.5 feet high. But, I just piled it that way because that was the length of the post. I just piled it up that way because that's the way I wanted to use my space. But I could sell that for boards. I got space, posts are 8 feet apart. This pile of 5.5 feet high and it's cut approximately 16 inches long and very little. But I could sell one of those for a cord of wood. 95% of the people, and they wouldn't know the difference.
No, that's definitely true.
But actually, it would only be about a half a cord.
In Chicago, I'm sure a cord is about this long. For the people, what would you call a thing you carry your clothes out in and you go to hang them out in the line?
Clothes basket.
Okay, is that what you'd say?
Clothes basket, what we all call them on.
Okay. The,
occasionally I hear somebody call it a hamper, but not too hard.
Well, a hamper is what you, put your dirty clothes in the bathroom, that's a clothes.
You'll hear a lot of people call it clothes, what we call a clothes basket, call it a clothes hamper. To me, it isn't a hamper, but a lot of people call it that.
The container is usually metal and more that draft beer comes in. It's, what do you call that?
Keg.
Okay. They, a lot of times you see these guys blow a, have a little instrument that they blow on. Make
accordion?
A,
well,
an accordion's a...
Oh, yes.
Mouth harp.
A mouth harp?
Jew's harp, mouth harp.
Mouth harp.
Okay, is there any difference between a Jew's harp and a mouth harp?
No,
yeah,
not
there
to
is.
Me.
To me.
What's
huh?
There is to me, but
what?
A Jew's harp and a mouth and a...
Mouth harp. Yeah. What's the difference?
Well, this one here, this way.
So you sort of, it has a thing you sort of plucked a Jew's harp does.
That's a Jew's harp.
Oh, well, that could be...
They aren't real popular instruments.
No, just once in a while you find somebody. Well, there's a kid walking up and down the street here. He's a screwball to me. I guess he might be a pretty smart kid, but he carries a radio on his shoulder about half again as big as that every place he goes. Damn radio with him. And you see him fussing with a Jew's harp once in a while. Everything he does is different than most kids do.
What do you call a metal things that go around the barrel?
Hoop.
What do you call them?
Barrel hoop.
Okay. What do you call a thing you stick in a bottle to plug it up to keep liquid from coming out?
Cork.
Cork?
If it's, say, made out of glass, what would you call it?
I'd call it a stopper then.
All right. The, this might have come up already, but the thing you use to pound and drive home nails with.
Hammer.
Yeah. The
what does anybody else call it?
Well, that's a pronunciation thing.
Oh,
we're looking for things like hammer and the next thing, really, next bit has to do with the parts of horse-drawn or oxen-drawn equipment. This is something again that's obviously culturally fading out. But what do you call on a two-horse rig? The big thing that goes between the two horses.
Neck yoke.
No, that's on the horse, but on the wagons, test
the
wagon.
The wagon tree, or what did you call it?
No, it's a neck yoke.
No, describe it again.
The wooden shaft.
The wooden.
That goes out in front of the wagon, it's attached to the wagon,
mm-hmm.